听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Well, it's Monday, May 18th, and once again, it's time to visit the American Culture Corner. Think about it. There are many ways to eat food. For example, you can eat sitting in a formal dining room or standing over a kitchen sink. Lots of people eat sitting in front of a television, right? Others like to eat outdoors. Well, for the next 2 days, we'll look at how Americans eat in our lesson titled Home-Cooked Food for Busy People. Let's check in on the word bank for two key words. The first is the verb exhaust, as in, I just cleaned the house, cooked dinner, and made a cake, so I'm exhausted. The second is the idiom in short order. Dan didn't have to wait long because Carrie was ready in short order. Now let's quickly jump into the reading. It can be found in your magazines on page 40. Please join us now as we read.
Home-cooked food for busy people. Ordering takeout is no longer the only way to get a fast meal. The hands on the clock approach 6 o'clock p.m., which is the dinner hour in many American homes. The kids are hungry, and mom is exhausted after a full day at work. Yet, she can have a home-cooked meal ready in short order with her slow cooker. Before work, mom, or dad, puts all the ingredients into the slow cooker and turns it on. The food cooks slowly all day and is ready to eat when everyone gets home.
Welcome, friends. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Esther. And in today, our American Culture Corner article, we have something special for you about home-cooked food for busy people.
That's right. If you look at your deck there, it says ordering takeout is no longer the only way to get a fast meal. We're going to learn some new ways to get a fast meal today. The first line of our text says, the hands on the clock approach 6 o'clock p.m. What does that mean? Well, we'll tell you when we come back, but first we're going to go to Liz and see what she can teach us in Grammar on the Go.
Hi there, friends. How are you doing today? My name is Liz, and it's time for Grammar on the Go. Our article for today is about getting home-cooked food on a table. And speaking of food, I'm standing in my friend's kitchen right now. We're going to be cooking dinner later. My friend is in the garage right now getting the other bags of grocery. So we'll go ahead and look at today's grammar tip sentence before she comes in. The sentence for today is, the hands on the clock approach 6. This just means it's almost 6 o'clock. But rather than just telling the readers what time it is, the writer chooses to describe what the hands of the clock are doing. This creates a much stronger impression. When you're doing creative writing and you need to mention the time in which your story is taking place, try to find a descriptive or picturesque way to tell time. Try not to just say what time it is. For example, if it's 5 o'clock and your story takes place in a big fancy home, you can say, the grandfather clock in the hallway chimed 5 times. Or, if your setting is on a school campus, the bells of the clock tower rung 5 times. Or, one of your characters is waiting. The hour hand on his watch pointed to 5. Again, there's nothing wrong just saying what time it is, but if you can create an image of what time it is, it would definitely make your writing more descriptive. Well, that's it for now. I think my friend is coming, so I'll sign off now. This is Liz with Grammar on the Go. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Liz. The hands on the clock approach 6 p.m. What does this mean? Well, on a clock, you have the hour hand and you have the hand that tells you the minute. It's not actually hands. So 6 p.m. is a time in America where many homes will have dinner.
And when 6 o'clock rolls around, when the clock says 6, the kids are hungry and mom is exhausted after a full day at work. So that word exhausted is our first vocabulary word for the day. And Esther, if someone is feeling exhausted, what does that mean they feel like?
If someone feels exhausted, they feel very, very tired. They feel extremely tired and they don't have any energy to do anything. Sometimes people get exhausted when they don't get enough sleep.
So maybe mom is exhausted because she's been working a full day at home and now she has to take care of her kids and she probably has to make dinner. Our text says she can have a home-cooked meal ready in short order with her slow cooker. We're going to find out. This means that she can make a quick dinner after her long day at work. She doesn't have to take much time. But let's look at what a couple of those words mean first. In short order is an idiom, Esther. And if something happens in short order, how is it happening?
It's happening very, very quickly. It's happening in a short amount of time. And this word, sometimes Americans will call a cook who cooks things, food that you don't need very much time to prepare, a short order cook. So here we're also talking about food in short order. She can cook quickly in a short time. And she might put something in or cook with her slow cooker. Now, Chelsea, do you have a slow cooker? What is it and what is it used for?
I do have a slow cooker, Esther, and I love my slow cooker. Sometimes we also call them crock pots, but what that means is it's an electric appliance that you have in your kitchen that you put food into it and it cooks it very, very slowly over many hours. So for example, you might put some chicken in and some vegetables in the morning, and then by the time you get home for dinner that evening, your meal will be done, and that's all you have to do.
Wow, looks like something I should maybe get too. So our article says that when you put the food in the slow cooker, then when mom and dad comes home, all the food is ready because the food has been cooking all day. So what you can do is you can put your food in the morning when you go out and turn it on, and when you come home, the food is ready to eat, and when everyone gets home, they'll have hot food ready.
And it says in our text that all they have to do is really turn on the dial, and then the rest of it is all up to the slow cooker. You don't have to do anything else. It's ready to go. As you can see, this makes getting food much easier than having to prepare a big, long meal when someone gets home at work and they're exhausted and tired and the kids need to do their homework. This makes it very easy and very fast.
I can see maybe families using the slow cooker together. Parents can teach their kids how to put the ingredients in, maybe put some water or some sauce. And it seems to me it's much safer than kids using the stove and maybe getting burned or playing a fire.
This is a good point, Esther. Slow cookers are very easy to use and almost anybody could use them. And not only can you make meat and other main dishes, but you can also make soup, many different things. I've even made pizza in a slow cooker before. So they're very fun to use and the food always tastes great.
Wow, well, I really enjoy red bean soup and that's a dessert. And I think you can use a slow cooker to make that too. That sounds like something that people should try. If you don't have a slow cooker, maybe you can go to an appliance store, or go to a department store and see if you can get one. Well, now we're going to go to the chat room and see what's going on there. Then we'll take a break and be right back.
Welcome to the chat room. I'm Ken, and joining me today is Doris. Hi, Doris.
Well, hi, Ken. Well, hi, everyone. It's good to be here again, and we have a very interesting lesson today about home-cooked food for busy people.
Yes, we do. But Doris, there's something in the lesson I don't get. It says, Mom can have a home-cooked meal ready in short order with her slow cooker. Who is this slow cooker?
Well, Ken, the question you should ask is, what is a slow cooker, not who?
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me a cooker is not a person?
That's right. A cooker is an appliance. So a person can't be a cooker. A person can only be a cook.
A cook? Oh, so I can say I'd like to become a cook someday?
Well, yes, but I would suggest that you set your sights a bit higher and aim to become a chef.
A chef? So a chef is different from a cook?
Yes, there is a difference. Anyone who prepares food is a cook. But a chef is a professional cook who is in charge of a kitchen.
And why is this word pronounced chef and not chef?
Well, because it came from the French language. Chef in French means chief. So a chef is literally the chief of the kitchen.
I see. 一个厨师千万不要称他为 cooker, 因为 cooker 是一个 appliance, 电器用品。Cooker 是一个电锅。厨师要用 cook, 比如说 who's the cook of this delicious meal? 谁是这一餐饭的厨师？另外还有Chef, C-H-E-F, 读作 chef, 啊，这个字呢原本是来自于法文，表示 chief, 就是一个长官领袖。那一个 chef, 在厨房里的领袖，指的就是大厨、主厨。
Well, if you're a cook, now is a good time to turn on that rice cooker as we take a break.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the program. My name is Steve, and you're learning English with Studio Classroom Worldwide. So ordering takeout is no longer the only way to get a fast, hot meal. For example, by using a slow cooker, you can have a hot meal waiting for you and your family when you get home from work or school. Yes, slow cookers do require some food preparation,Nonetheless, its convenience is making it a very popular way for Americans to prepare their food. Now, let's glance at two very useful words. The first is entree, as in, this chicken and pasta entree is delicious. The second is the word appointment. Sherry has an appointment with the doctor today at 2 p.m. Okay, let's jump back into the lesson.Where we'll introduce you to a new kind of American dining. It's called the dinner studio. This section of the lesson begins on line 10, still in the left-hand column.
Home-cooked food for busy people. Another possibility for busy parents is a dinner studio. Here,They can prepare several entrees, take them home, and put them in the freezer. Then they just defrost the food, heat it, and eat it. First, they make an appointment to visit the dinner studio and choose entrees from the online menu. When they arrive for their appointment, all the ingredients are waiting. They just put them together according to the recipe. Then they pay...and leave. The staff at the dinner studio does the cleanup, and the cost is only about $4 per serving.
So we've already learned that slow cookers make for much easier cooking and quicker cooking for families, but our text goes on to tell us another possibility for busy parents is a dinner studio. We're going to learn a little bit about dinner studios right now. It says here they can prepare several entrees, take them home and put them in the freezer. Now that word entree is a word that just means the main part of a meal. You might have a salad and some bread, but your entree would maybe be the meat and the vegetables. You also notice that that word has a little line over one of the E's. That's because this word comes from French origin, and they use a lot of accent marks there. And that just changes the way you say the word. You don't say it entrees, you say it entrees.
So if you go to a restaurant, you can order a meal, and sometimes meals come different parts. There's the salad and the soup, but if you just want to order one thing, then you'll probably order the main entree, the main dish. Now let's go back, and earlier here it talks about the dinner studio. Now we've heard of this word studio before. It's a place where you can work on something or you can work on a hobby. For example, we have a drawing studio, a photo studio, a paint studio. But Chelsea, what exactly is a dinner studio? Do you eat there? Do you cook there? What do you do there?
A dinner studio is unique, Esther. You go to a dinner studio to prepare meals that you'll then take home to your family. I had a friend who did this back in the States. She was going to be gone on a business trip for about a week, and her husband wasn't very good at cooking. So she went to the dinner studio, and she prepared enough meals for 1 week, brought them home and put them in the freezer, and then all her husband had to do was pull them out of the freezer and put them in the oven, and he and her son were able to eat for the whole week.
So what kind of things might they make at the dinner studio? Would they make things like baked chicken and spaghetti and other dishes where you can heat very quickly in the oven or microwave?
Yes, absolutely. All of those things you just mentioned and more. You can make just about anything at a dinner studio. And when you get them home, you put them in your freezer, our text says then they just defrost the food before they eat it. They have to defrost it. So make the food at the dinner studio, take it home and freeze it, and when you're ready to eat it, take it out and defrost it. That word defrost is one of our words that we're learning today. Esther, what does it mean to defrost something?
If you defrost something, then you let it thaw out. If it's put in the freezer, then it's very cold. It's probably like ice. So if you let it thaw, you can let it thaw in the refrigerator, or you can put it on the counter, and then it's not as cold. So you can defrost the food, and then after you do that, heat it, and then you can eat it. Fast and simple.
Yes, it's very, very easy, and it saves a lot of time to do the dinner studio. So how do you do the dinner studio? Well, our text says that first you have to make an appointment to visit the dinner studio. Okay, that means you can't just walk into the dinner studio unexpectedly. You have to make an appointment. And when you make an appointment, you are arranging to meet someone at a certain time and at a certain place. So you might call the dinner studio and say, "Hi, I would like to come in and prepare some meals. Could you give me a time to do that? And I'll be there."
We make appointments for many things. If you want to get a haircut, you might make an appointment with your hairdresser because you want their service. You want them to cut your hair. Or if you see a doctor, you also make a doctor's appointment. So when you make appointment to the dinner studio, then you can choose your entrees from the online menu. So there is a selection of different food items, what you can make online. And then when you get to your appointment, our text says, when they arrive for their appointment, all the ingredients are waiting. So all the ingredients are there. Ingredients are what you use to make a dish.
And all they have to do is just put them together according to the recipe, or the recipe is the instructions on how to make the meal. And then they just pay and they leave and their dinner is done. They take it home and put it in the freezer, and they don't have to take it out until they're ready to eat it. And the staff at the dinner studio does the cleanup, and it's only about $4 per serving. And when we're talking about a serving, what are we talking about, Esther?
We're talking about the amount of food for one person, so it's not very expensive. Well, now let's watch a skit.
Dad, the hands on your watch are approaching 6 o'clock.
It's our dinner hour.
I'm hungry.
I'm hungry, too.
I'm home, and I'm hungry, 3. Oh, but I'm exhausted. I've had a full day's work.
No problem. I'll order takeout.
No, that's no longer necessary. I'll have a home-cooked meal ready in short order.
Yay!
That's great. But how?
I put all the ingredients into the slow cooker this morning before I went to work.
How smart!
And now it's ready to eat. Oops. I forgot to turn it on.
I'll order takeout.
No, no, no. That's not necessary. Here's another possibility. Let's eat a dinner studio.
Yeah!
What's that?
I chose entrees from an online menu, then made an appointment and picked up all the ingredients.
Hooray for Mom! I'm hungry.
Now all we have to do is defrost the entrees and eat them.
Defrost?
Mm-hmm.
But that will take hours.
Oh, but I'm hungry now.
Oh.
I'll order takeout.
Yay for Dad!
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点我们看 in short order 这个成语。In short order 是指迅速地当副词片语使用。例如 Tina is a sharp business person. She's capable of solving problems at work in short order. Tina 是位精明的生意人，她可以明快地解决工作上的问题。或者是 halfway through dinner, my son suddenly got sick, so we left in short order. 晚餐吃到一半，我儿子突然不舒服，我们就匆匆的离开了。接下来我们看的是 defrost 这个动词。第一，这个字首有除去的意思。Frost 是指结霜的霜，所以 defrost 去掉结霜就是指退冰。例如 ，Mother defrosted the beef in the microwave. 妈妈用微波炉来退冰牛肉。或者是 We left the turkey out last night to let it defrost thoroughly. 我们昨晚就把火鸡拿出来让它完全的退冰。或者是 It's time to defrost the freezer. The frost is becoming very thick. 冷冻库该退冰了，结霜结得很厚。最后我们看的是 serving 这个名词。Serving 在这里不是指服务，而是指食物的一份或一刻。例如 He had a large serving of fried rice. 他吃了一份分量很大的炒饭。或者是 This pie recipe should be enough for 6 servings. 这个派的食谱做出来应该够六个人吃。或者是 Each serving of this ice cream is over 400 calories. 这种冰淇淋一份都超过400卡路里。And that concludes our language tips today. Don't forget to come back tomorrow. See you then.
Home-cooked food for busy people. Ordering takeout is no longer the only way to get a fast meal. The hands on the clock approach 6 o'clock p.m., which is the dinner hour in many American homes. The kids are hungry, and mom is exhausted after a full day at work. Yet, she can have a home-cooked meal ready in short order with her slow cooker. Before work, Mom, or Dad, puts all the ingredients into the slow cooker and turns it on. The food cooks slowly all day and is ready to eat when everyone gets home. Another possibility for busy parents is a dinner studio. Here, they can prepare several entrees, take them home, and put them in the freezer. Then they just defrost the food, heat it, and eat it.First, they make an appointment to visit the dinner studio and choose entrees from the online menu. When they arrive for their appointment, all the ingredients are waiting. They just put them together according to the recipe. Then they pay and leave. The staff at the dinner studio does the cleanup, and the cost is only about $4 per serving.
Wow, dinner studios sound like a great way to have a delicious meal at a reasonable price without doing all that messy cleanup. You remember our friends Jack and Laura, don't you? Well, tomorrow we'll find out how they eat their food. Hey, friends, take a look at the key points at the bottom of page 41. They're a great way to preview and review each lesson. So take advantage of them. Tomorrow begins the dialogue portion of our lesson. I trust you'll join us for that. And until that time, I hope all of you have a delicious day. Bye-bye, friends.